Hey! Wow. You look exactly like your profile picture. Sorry. That's probably a weird way to open. It's just, I've been trying this online dating thing for only, like, a little while now, but the guys that I meet in person, usually, they're, well, I mean, let's just say, different than what I expected when I see them in person, and so this is a really pleasant surprise. Sorry, I'm so nervous. Mercy, yeah, hi. Oh, and you mentioned your drink of choice in your bio, so I went ahead and ordered for us while I was waiting. I hope that's okay. I live just around the corner, so I got here pretty quick. Awesome, good. All right, well, come on, let's go get a table in the corner, unless you want to sit at the bar. Like, you know, it's just a little crowded up here. Yeah, cool, I agree. Okay, well, tell me a little bit about yourself. What do you do for work? Uh-huh. Cool. Oh, me? I poison small animals. No, seriously. I work in a lab with mice and rats, testing how they react with exposure to different chemicals. And then my bosses come up with a magic number that's bad for humans, at least in theory. It was a little troubling at first, but, you know, whatever. Forward march with the science and everything, and so, yeah. I mean, no, I like it. It can be a really frustrating line of work, generally, because it's really hard to measure things precisely. And animal models don't translate to humans so well, which kind of defeats the entire point, you know. I mean, hell, even humans don't always translate to humans. Everybody's different. But, obviously, we're not allowed to go around poisoning people to see how they'd react. Not even dangerous inmates, sadly. No. You can't just put don't have any of it. Finding the number is the whole point. I mean, everything is technically toxic if you have enough of it. Even water, you know? Or even these drinks we're having right now are toxic. Well, I mean, maybe yours is a little bit more than mine. It's okay. No, I like that you take it strong. It's, you know, manly, I guess. Actually, now I am really curious. If you were to just down that whole thing right now, would you get totally hammered or not at all? Like, what's your tolerance like? Maybe a little? Are you willing to do it? The toxicologist in me has to see for herself, you know? No pressure. But it would be impressive. All right.
Yeesh.
Oh. Oh my god. Go. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, Jesus. You really don't look like you enjoyed that. Here, have some water. It looks like that left a bad taste in your mouth. I don't know, but I think that they make the drinks with pretty cheap booze here, you know. Well water and stuff, so I guess it's not that surprising. But I do appreciate you're willing to show off for me, though. I like a boy that does what he's told. Oh, stop blushing. I'm only teasing you. Maybe. Hang on a second, I just need to do something on my phone really quickly. Sorry. I know. Bad manners, especially on a first date. But this is important. Anyway, it's good to be able to handle your alcohol, I imagine. Me, I'm a lightweight, but see, that's what I'm talking about. You and I could drink the exact same thing, but because of our differences, you'd barely notice a thing, and I'd be out on the street flashing cab drivers and singing Chandelier or something. And before you ask, yes, that's a real story, and no, I will not give you the details on the first date. By the way, and I know this is a long shot to ask, but might you happen to know, your metabolic rate? That's okay. No one ever does. I mean, I've gotten pretty good at guessing it. That was one of the things that attracted me to you, by the way. I mean, you're cute and everything, but what I really want to see is how your body handles the poison. The poison I put in your drink, sweetie. The drink you blindly accepted from a stranger and then downed without hesitation just because she asked you to. I know you could taste it. I told you, I'm a scientist. If I want to know how this will affect humans, I need to test it on humans. So you're going to be my lab mouse for the night. No, 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 sweetie. I see your eyes flashing over to the bathrooms. I know what you're thinking. You're wondering if you could go and make yourself throw up or something, get it out of your system before it starts to take hold. Don't you think I thought of that? There's a reason I put it in your drink. Here's a fun little fact for you. For most things, the stomach just starts the digestion process and it gets ready to be absorbed by your small intestine. But alcohol actually gets absorbed right into your bloodstream, straight from your stomach. And since this poison dissolves completely in alcohol, I'm afraid it's too late for you to try and get it out. In fact, throwing up would actually make things worse for you. No. Lean into me. I want you to listen to me very closely. Unless we get you the antidote, this is what's going to happen to you. You're going to start losing feeling in your lips and tongue, then in your fingertips, then moving all the way up your limbs. You'll get weak and shaky, and your stomach will hurt like you've never felt before. Once the numbness reaches your chest, you'll start to feel like you can't breathe. But it's just your brain playing tricks on you. You'll still be getting enough oxygen until closer to the end. I started the stopwatch as soon as you finished your drink. It's going to be very important that you tell me exactly when you start to feel each of those things, okay? And I'll also need you to tell me if you start to feel your heart fluttering, okay? Or any sort of mental impairment. For science. Calm yourself. Of course I have the antidote, silly. I just don't keep it with me. There's only so many places I can hide it on my person, and if you were to find it, then what's the fucking point, right? Now I'm going to tell you exactly what's going to happen. Are you listening? Mm-hmm. Good. I'm going to put my hand on the table. You're going to take it in yours. Then you're going to stand up and lead me outside. And we're going to walk around the corner, and I'll take you up to my place. And you are going to be completely silent the whole time until we get there. Understand? You can tell your mind is racing, trying to think of a way out of this. I need you to understand that your life is in my hands now, okay? So don't. Don't do anything that would make me drop it. Now, hand, good boy, let's go. Here we are. Do you like it? I see you're looking around pretty intently. Oh, are you hoping to find the antidote? Maybe I left it in a box with big red letters that reads, Antidote for Poison Little Boy. Or maybe I thought of him and put it somewhere that you'll never find it. Please be my guest. You can try to start looking for it right now, but you won't find it before your body shuts down. I assure you. Don't worry, I'll give it to you. You have to earn it. You need to do everything I tell you if you want me to save your life. Mm-hmm. I told you, the two things you've got going for you right now is that you're very cute, and you've got the right metabolism. And I tend to make good use of both of those qualities. If you don't want to donate your body to science, then you're going to rent it to me for the night. So, lie down on the bed, darling. I'll just slip off my pants, and then you can start by eating me out while you can still feel your tongue and lips. Don't look at me like that. I just want to play with you, that's all. You're so much bigger and stronger than me. I have to do this if I want to have my way with you. Oh, lady. That's funny. You think I'll be in trouble if you die in my apartment? No. As soon as you collapse, I'll call the hospital and say I'm getting worried. Because, I mean, like, my dad has been slurring his speech and his face has started drooping, and they'll tell me to bring you in, but, oh, it's so hard for me to corral you into the car. And there's so much traffic between here and the hospital. I'll be so frightened and worried about you that they'd never suspect I had anything to do with it. If I'm really lucky, you'll go into arrhythmia. They'll look for a bleed or a clot that they won't find. But once you're gone, they'll stop looking. And they'll list your cause of death as cryptogenic stroke. And that'll be the end of it. They'd have no reason to test your blood, but even if they did, they can't test for poison they don't know about. I told you, and I meant it. I'm the only one who can save you now. But if you talk back to me like that, I'm not sure that I'll want to. You'll be good. Okay, that's what I like to hear. No, lie down. Your mouth is starting to tingle? That's good. Thank you for telling me, darling. Let me just write this down. Now, get to work while you still can. Pardon the pun. My lips are tingling too. You need your mouth on them. Start by giving me a little kiss. Good. Now, I'm gonna get that tongue in there. Oh, yes. That's it. Yeah. Part each of my soul over and over with your tongue. Feel what I am already. Oh my god. Oh fuck. This feels so good. Having a strong boy like you completely in my power is just intoxicating. Oh yes. Oh my god, keep going just like that. Get your tongue all the way in there. Flick my clit with it. Yeah. Side to side. Little circles. Oh, worship my pussy. Oh, is your mouth going numb now? It's just that your tongue's not moving like it was just a moment ago. It's okay. I don't mind putting in a little bit of extra work. Just grab your hair. Cry it against your face a little. Help get that tongue in, deep inside of me. Oh, as deep as it can go. Ride your face. That was good. Oh my god. Fuck, stop. Okay, wait, sorry. I'm sorry, sweetie. Are you trying to say something? Oh, your fingers are going numb now? That seems a little sudden. You're not lying to me, are you? You're not just trying to get out of eating my pussy? No? That's good, because I don't think I'll need your fingers for anything soon. You can just keep licking me. Just like that. Okay, I think that's enough. Oh my god. Lay down on your back. Let's get those clothes off. Oh, God, I love your body. I can't wait to see it tremble and shake as the poison works its way through you. How are your fingers now? Any change? Here, let me just sit down on your hips and give me your hands. Give me your
get cans so I can rub them all up and down my body, darling. Touch every part of me while your fingers can still feel my skin. And start by resting them on my knees. Move up my hips. Grab my ass. slide them up my waist until you get to my breasts. Come on, you can be rougher than that. Play with my nipples a little, It's okay. You don't have to feel guilty about liking them. I'm forcing you to do this, remember? You can't say no. So there's no shame in giving in to me completely right now. Yes. That's it. Baby. Your cock is so hard in my hand right now. Hey, do you know what a priapism is? Well, don't worry about it. What it means for me is that I can make you come and still keep fucking you as much as I want. It means that you'll stay hard for me no matter what I do to you. And I think it would be a shame to waste that. Okay, get on your knees. Get on your fucking knees. You're gonna fuck me from behind until you can't hold yourself up anymore. Yeah. See? See? You can't resist me. My ass, my pussy, displayed for you. You can just slide it into me. You've already made me so wet. There shouldn't be any difficulty. Oh, fuck. Oh, your cock feels so good against me. Against my entrance. Please. Oh, my God. Fuck me. Fuck me, baby. Oh! 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 Oh, harder. Harder. Fuck me like you mean it. I don't want any tenderness right now. Fuck. I want to feel your hatred for me with every thrust against my ass. Oh, God. Oh. 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 Hate me for what I did to you. Fuck. For what I'm doing to you. Hate yourself for falling into my traps so easily. Hate yourself for how weak you are. Hate yourself for how much you, oh, how much you love this. I know you do. Oh, oh, I feel the shame radiating off of you. Oh, baby. Oh, fuck yes. Yes, you want to hate this, I know, but it just feels too fucking good. Oh, the fading taste of my cunt on your mouth as it grows numb. The tingling feeling spreading up from your fingers and toes as you, as you rut into me. Oh, I want to feel the rage, please. I want you to fuck all that rage into me right now. And leave behind a sweet, docile little boy who couldn't lift a finger to stop me from doing all the things I'm going to do to you. Even if he hadn't been poisoned. Yes. Yes. Go deeper. So deep. Grab my hips. Pull me. Down under your cock. Oh, yeah, that's it. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, scratch my back, yes. Scratch my back harder. Oh, harder. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm gonna come soon, Grease. Oh, fuck. Oh, grab my throat. Grab my throat. I want to feel you choking me. I know it'll be tempting to just squeeze as hard as you can, but don't forget who'll be in charge of your breathing soon. That's it. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. No, don't stop. Don't stop. Just because I come doesn't mean that you stop. I told you, you're gonna fuck me until you can't stand anymore. Keep going. Oh, fuck. I feel your body shaking. You're really pushing your limits right now, aren't you, darling? Oh, that's good. We're gonna see exactly what your limits are tonight. Fuck. Oh, fucking God. There we go. And the paralysis finally reached your torso? You're not just collapsing to try to trick me, I hope. Let's see. I've got a lighter here by the bed. Let's see how you react when I just hold it up to your thigh. I guess. Oh, I'm sorry, sweetie. I know it hurts. I just need to make sure you aren't lying to me. It's very important to make sure these symptoms are documented accurately, you know? But since your leg didn't move, I know you're telling me the truth. Although I guess it doesn't hurt to be extra sure, so... I guess that was a bad choice of words. It doesn't hurt me. Oh, I'm sorry, darling. I'm so sorry. I'll stop. I think that's enough confirmation. It's okay. Let's just get you onto your back and I'll sit down on top of you like I was earlier. Okay. No. I want you to run your hands up and down my body. Like you did earlier, and tell me how it feels different. Okay? Can you do that for me, please? Oh. Is that the highest you can lift your arms right now? That's okay. I can help you. I'll just grab your wrists and start moving your hands up and down. Are you able to grab my tits like you were before? Oh. That's too bad. Can you even feel them between your fingers anymore? I guess if these hands don't work, then we can just get them out of the way. I'll leave them above your head, like this. How about your face, huh? Can you feel my fingers stroking your cheek? Only a little. Oh, you're being such a good little lab mouse for me. It would be a shame to let you die. Tell you what, I'll give you the antidote right now if you ask me for it, but you have to say, pretty please. Can you do that? Can you say pretty please for me? Pretty please? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I couldn't understand that. Is that the best you can do? Oh my god. You're so helpless right now. I could do anything to you right now. I could just ruin that beautiful body of yours, and all you could do is watch me. Fuck. I can't stop myself. I'm gonna dig my nails into your shoulders and rub my hands down your chest. I know you can't talk, little mouse, so you'll just have to scream if you can feel me marking you. Good. Good. So you can still feel it? Oh. Oh, you look so good like that. Those bloody red lines going down the front of you. Well, if you make it out of here alive, you'll have a little something to remember. Bye. I know this might have been a forgettable experience otherwise. What's with that face? Huh? Talk to me.
Oh, it's your stomach?
I was wondering when that would start to kick in. What time is it? Just, give me a moment to write that down, okay? Oh, I know, darling. I know it hurts. But there's nothing I can do about that, so you're just gonna have to bear it. Well, I guess there is something I could do about it, but we haven't gotten there yet. Just take deep breaths for now. Here, I'll stroke your cock. Nice and slow. To give you something nice to focus on besides all this pain. Focus on the pleasure of my hand touching you. I know you can still feel that. Focus on the sound of my voice. And keep taking deep breaths. Nice and slow. Breathe in and out as my hand goes up and down, just like that. Well, it looks like you're breathing a lot more quickly. Does that mean you want me to go faster? I can do that.
Oh, you can't breathe?
No, sweetie, it's okay. It's okay. Remember what I said? That's just your brain playing tricks on you. You're still getting enough oxygen, I assure you. It's just harder for you. It's just harder for you to move your chest right now. Here, I'll show you. I'll just cover your nose and mouth with my hand. Look, this... See? Isn't that so much worse? Oh, I know it is. This is what it feels like to be unable to breathe. Don't worry, you'll get there eventually. Yeah, you will. Oh, do you want me to let you go? You want me to let you breathe again? Just one more second, honey. I want you to feel it. Terror, like the darkness could swallow you at any second while your lungs scream the things your mouth can no longer say. That twisting feeling in your back and your lower back, you'll remember what it means to be alive when you feel the next sweet taste of oxygen rushing into you once I remove my hand right now. Oh, oh, the sound of you gasping for air like that, little mouse. Oh, I can't help myself. I need to fuck you again, right now. Your cock is still so hard and I'm still so wet. My body is so hungry for yours. My tight little pussy is just drooling at the thought of taking you inside me again. Let me just position myself on top of it and... Oh, fuck. Oh, it slides in so easy. Oh, feels so good. I can tell by the look on your face that it feels good to you, too. Oh, 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 baby. All those sounds you make. Keep making those noises. Every labored breath. Oh, they say more to me than your words ever could. I can see the exhilaration in your eyes. You don't want to be rescued yet, do you? I know that you don't. You like the danger. Oh, fuck. Fuck, yes. Yes. Oh, baby, if you survive tonight, you'll know what it really means to be alive. You'll know the feeling of brushing against the embrace of death, oh, only to tumble away again from it. As the pain in your body gets worse, you'll start to long for it. Oh, silently. Begging for those creeping shadows on the outskirts of your vision. See them? They're gonna come and take you away if you want it. But that's not the release that's coming for you. No, no, your release will be to come inside of me. You'll feel the last drop of your life force rushing into my pussy along with your seed. The pleasure and the pain painted together on the canvas of your own mortality. So close to death, but not quite there. You'll be reborn tonight, darling, if you survive, that is. Oh, fuck. Oh, it looks like you started bleeding. No, it's okay, baby. That blood doesn't scare me any more than the blood on your chest. I'll feel it all run down your body. That's another reminder of what it means to be alive. Oh, the dead don't bleed, do they? Oh, honey, you're shaking. Here, it's okay. It's okay. Look, I'm gonna hold your jaw open so that you don't bite your tongue. Oh, I'll take care of you. What time is it? Oh, fuck. Oh, I just stopped writing it and checked the time, but holy shit. Feeling your whole body tremble beneath me with your cock buried inside of me. Oh, fuck me. It feels so good. Oh, keep doing that. Oh, well. Well, I guess you don't really have a choice. You don't have any choice but to tremble and vibrate that helpless little body. Fuck. Fuck. I think this is gonna make me come again. But you can't come like this, can you, sweetie? I know you're losing feeling in your cock, too. It's okay. I can still get you there. You can feel it when I do this, can't you? Oh, you like how it feels for me to ride you like this? Oh, you're trembling even harder now. Oh, that must mean that I'm getting close. I can hear it in your moans. I know exactly how close you are. Almost there. Almost there. Yeah. Oh, that's it. Oh, cover me. Cover me. I can feel your shudder. With every breath that you force into your lungs. Oh, feel the ultimate pleasure of life and death. And this one perfect moment. That's it. That's it. I want all of it. I need it all inside of me. Give me your everything. Oh, yes. 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 Oh. Oh. No. No. Oh. No, sweetie. Baby. Stay with me. Stay with me here. Oh, there's so much more we can do now that you've lost all feeling. Oh, honey. Come on, honey. Keep your eyes open. Open your fucking eyes! This is the fun part. Don't you want to see what I'm doing to you? Oh, sweetie. Sweetie, are you gone? Come back to me, darling. Oh, that's okay. I won't let you die. We're not finished playing yet. Here, I've got the antidote. Let me just get your mouth open. I'll pour it in. Stroke your neck to make sure you swallow all of it. It's okay. It'll take a little while to start taking effect, but you shouldn't get any worse in the meantime, you know? You were my perfect lab mouse tonight. I'll just have a bit more fun with you while you sleep. You just go to sleep. Well, let me do what I do. You'll wake up soon, and this will all just feel like a dream. But I know you won't forget me. You won't forget how it felt to die in my arms and be reborn inside of me. Go to sleep. And sleep well.